through with the straws.
It's the latest thing I heard from the guys at the lodge. Called shrimping.
Shrimping? You don't like seafood, huh? Give me gas.
I'm not talking about seafood. Shrimping is the latest thing a couple of guys can do.
I don't understand, Rob. What's with the straws?
Well, first of all, I pock you. And after I give you a good pocket, then I stick in a straw and have a little treat. Then you pock me, and you stick in a straw and have a little treat.
Gee, Rob, what a load. Don't sound exactly delectable to me, you know. The guys at the sewer find out I'm sticking a straw in your throat, isn't it?
Come on, Norton. You can enjoy it. Grab the table and hang on.
All right, Ralph, I guess so, but I'm not sure if I really want...
I'm gonna send you to the moon, Norton. Drop trow and grab the table.
All right, bro.
All right. Let me grab my straw. Oh, yeah.
It kind of tickles, bro.
Man, that was good. All right, Norton, your turn. You pack me now and take the straw.
All right, this part I kind of like. Hey.
All right, Norton, grab the straw.
Hey, wait a minute, Rob, we got a problem. That took us so big that the whole straw goes in the gluteal cleft. My face is right there. Suppose you break wind.
Will you stop fooling around?
I can't, Ralph. I mean, only the tip of the straw is sticking out. Suppose you have an accident.
Wow. Norton, are you boys shrimping?
Honest, we got a problem. Norton's afraid I'm going to break wind when he...
Why don't you use a flexi straw? That way, Norton can bend it to the left or bend it to the right. And if you have an accident, he'll be out of the way.
Alice, you're the greatest.
It's the Friday Fun Fest with the Grease Man on DC 101.
Look, man. Do you think I'm nuts when I say that I lived a long time ago? Back in the days of the Holy Roman Empire, as the Emperor Lucas Facius, and together with my bride,
she's my sister,
we had an idyllic lifestyle. The problem was tremendous boredom. Keep in mind, back in the days of the Empire, there was no movies, there was no TV, there was no radio. We didn't even have books. All we could do was entertain ourselves by having the occasional war. And so, I readied my troops to tackle the dangerous and the bloodthirsty Attila Wellhung. I knew full well that if I could conquer him, I could win the most coveted of all prizes, Cleopatra, the Queen of the Nile. She was sweet. Oh, sure, I had wenches. I had ovaria. I had labius. I had even menstruation. But I wanted Cleopatra. I could want no other women. And so, as I readied for battle, I said goodbye to my...
I shall miss you so.
And I shall miss you too, Volvatia. Be safe. Be safe.
I'll die for you, sire.
Oh, thank you, Dildonius. You are too kind.
Please come home soon.
Oh, I shall, Felicia. Thank you so much. I shall be back in a fortnight, you can be sure, with victory on my mind.
Oh, sire, show me who to kill.
I will show you who to kill, Pud Pompeius. I will show you who to kill, and I will expect you there. And you, Hemorrhoidocles.
Oh, sire, may God be with you. You thank flatulence.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Sire, may I sharpen your sword for you?
Yes, please, if you would, Numnutius, sharpen my sword. Let me ready...
I shall wait your return hungrily.
All right. All right, sleazebaggies. I will be back. And it's not that I don't trust you, darling. But if you would please step into this chastity belt. And let me make a... put it on you there and protect that thing. I have a special job for you, Spartacus. Before I go into battle,
what is it, my liege?
This is the key to Sleazebagius's chastity belt. I want you to guard it so that no other man in this kingdom may tap that thing. I want you to keep this key. And 2 weeks from this day, when the battle will have been over, unlock the belt, as I shall be galloping back to the kingdom in search of a victory slice. Is that quite clear?
Yes, sire.
All right. All right, men, mount up! Prostadius, you're in charge of the horses. Scrotocles, you're in charge of the catapult. Ejaculus, you watch my back. Morscidius, you ride alongside of me. Let's go! Oh! Onward! To battle! And so I rode away, knowing full well victory would mine. Victory would be mine in a heartbeat. Imagine my shock and horror when I had hardly gotten like 20 minutes down the road, and here comes Spider!
Your flatulence!
What is it? What is it?
Flatulence! The key doesn't fit!
Perkin and Workin, the Grease Man.